Back on the Fan. If you don't know, you can check us out, obviously, on web stream. You can see us at parkerandtheman.com, our website, or at premiersportstalknetwork.com. You can check the show when it's finished. WDFN will have it on their site at wdfn.com. Don't forget Matt Shepard in the morning. Got to listen to Matt Shepard in the morning, Rob Parker.
That's right. We were on a show a couple days ago, Monday. And, Matt, if you want to hear sports talk in the morning and not idle chatter.
From the voice of Michigan basketball.
I mean, listen in, especially this time of the year, he's an expert. He's around. He knows what's going on. You could really find out about what's happening with Michigan.
And you can follow Matt as well on Twitter, at Shep Matt. So we got the Twitter, the Facebook. Check our Facebook page. Give us a like or three, and we're good to go. But it's the first time we've done this in 6 years. All I have to do is hit this button.
The paper's in the trash.
And the magic happens.
You don't get no cash.
All right, EP, get ready.
I'm doing mine first.
Okay, you got yours?
Yeah.
Okay. You ain't rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah.
Don't go
back.
All right, maybe you, Rob, you saw the story today or didn't see the story. Rob knew I had a thing for this today because we were talking in our prep show meeting.
That's right.
Which takes forever. I mean, that thing goes.
Sometimes I get bored. It's just so long.
The other day, Rob and I did brunch and lunch and breakfast all at the same time. That's how long this went. We had three meals.
To be able to get it together.
Oh, we just want to give you a good program. You know, we don't want to be like, there's others that don't.
We know it.
We want to do that.
Quality broadcasting.
Whatever. The story about the Joe Louis Arena demolition funds have been approved. The Michigan Strategic Fund has approved $6 million on top of the money that was already approved to raise, R-A-Z-E, Joe Louis. And it also, part and party to that, is the $10 million loan for the brand new M1 rail streetcar project that's coming in. That is now a total of $140 million committed to that project. Joe Louis Arena will remain shuttered until demolition. The city of Detroit has now decided this. In other words, when hockey stops before demolition, there will be no events in Joe Louis Arena. There will be no convention. It's not going to be part of the auto show. They're not going to bring concerts into town.
What are the rats going to do?
They can gather. No one will be in the building. They'll own the place. And look, I'm going to say...
I'm going to tell you this.
Wait, you're going to take away my thunder on trashing
them. Go ahead.
When that place goes, hallelujah. I will be so happy when Joe Louis Arena... I know. I'm going to say...
Listen to you, you're sacrilegious with all the championships there and all the great players who played there.
I have spent a lot of my life in that building. You cannot say, well, you're never going out. I have been there since day one. When I first went to college, I went to the Olympia. So I was there from the end of the Olympia era. I love the old Olympia, McGraw and what, Grand. And then they built Joe Louis without a press box. They had to put one in. It didn't happen. And it's a joke. And ever since that time, parking's a pain in the butt. There's no place to really party right in that area. I got so jealous the first time I ever went to McNichols Arena, which wasn't even a nice arena in Denver. Pepsi Center's gorgeous. The first time I went there and covered the Red Wings at McNichols when they, you know, when the Wings and Avalanche were going
I was there many times. You know, I covered the NBA for 4 years.
They have this area there, this front area. Beautiful. They have a party atmosphere. Tents are up. They got bands playing, they got food carts, and you can enjoy yourself hours before the game and hours after the game. Joe Louis to me has always been get there, park, get downstairs, park on the roof, go to the game, leave the game, and go home. It's not conducive, even to Kobo Joe's, some of the
what
area.
What about the Olympia Club?
Come on.
I'm just saying.
The Olympia Club was always too small for what they wanted to do.
Okay, but they have a little club there. I've been in there.
Rob, this thing is now 30 years old and might as well be 80 years old. So I look at all this stuff about when the new arena's coming, and this is part of the whole Mike Ilitch thing. If you don't think that Mike Ilitch's whole life right now, the whole Ilitch family is spent on this project with the new hockey arena, the surrounding complex, entertainment facilities, whatever condos are going to go up there, you're not thinking clearly. That is what the focus is, in my opinion. And from what I've heard from the people, you know, it's funny, we're talking about this today. You know, Mike O'Hara always, I'm going to frank you, Mike O'Hara. Mike always says that the Fords have no insiders. If someone tells you what the Fords are thinking, this is Mike, I mean, he said it before.
No, right.
I want to take credit for it.
Right.
If someone tells you what the Fords are thinking, they're lying to you because he has no insiders. He's always referred to that. The Ilitches have plenty. Would you agree with that, Mr. Molman, that there's way more ways to get information out of the Ilitch family than there is out of the Ford
absolutely.
Family?
Absolutely.
Okay. So people talk, people say stuff, and you have to decide what's smoke, what's fire, what's a bunch of garbage. I firmly am ensconced, especially after what happened with Max Scherzer. I'm planted in the ground. I said they would never hand out one of these contracts again, and so far, so good. Here's a chance to give Max and show everybody, we're spending money. Here's $215 million. Have a nice day.
You didn't have to give them $215
million. Right. $170,
$180, and it would have been a done deal.
But no, none of that. So I hold to that. Why? Because that rink is coming. You saw the numbers. They're incredible. This thing's going to end up being around $1 billion when it's all said and done. Not just the rink. The surrounding complex, the infrastructure, with the combination of buying all the land they want to buy over there in Foxtown.
Well, they bought the land for $1. They got it. The land is an expensive part.
Rob, he spent $70 million on buying properties in that area. What are you talking about, $1?
No, the rent for that property, now that they
not
have it.
Not rent. I'm talking about buying, physically buying the land.
No,
it's
but
over
but,
$70
right,
million.
But they don't have to pay for it, though, Mark. Oh, is all I'm
and
saying.
And he's going
to
get all the revenue.
No, I know that. The city will get tax money. I mean, I understand it. When you're saying,
oh, he gets all the revenue. Wonder why this is important.
I get it. Trashing. So what are you trashing?
I'm trashing the thing that needed to be trashed 30 years ago, and that's Joe Louis Arena.
And you know what?
Okay. That's what I'm trashing.
All right, 248-848-1130.
But I feel better, Rob, because they're actually going to trash it. Here's the final number.
This is what I want somebody to do.
Yes.
I want to see, Mark, I want them to set up video cameras, and I want to see the scurry
of rats into the river or out of the river.
When that thing goes down. Am I right or wrong? Is that place not smell like rat? It's rat infested?
I don't know how Al Sabatka's taking it, because I'm assuming he's killed a ton of rats in his life down there in the bowels.
Can you believe I've never seen one? Have you ever seen one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You know the big where the sign is, where the big street sign is, where they put that down there? I saw two dogs.
Stop.
Rob.
Okay, stop.
With tails on them.
Stop, Mark.
Swing them around.
Stop.
I got myself a JLA rat.
Stop. So you have all the years.
You're so scared of them.
You know I am. I always thought I was going to see one. I never
Denver,
saw one.
Denver, McNichols, Don Shane and I both, we ran.
Okay, stop with the rat talk. All right, 248-848-1130. It is a trash talking Twitter Tuesday.
Susie, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the fan. Hi, Susie.
Rob?
Yes?
This is Susie. How are you?
Is this my favorite Susie? Yes, Susie. I have to come see you. I need a facial so bad. You don't even know, Susie. I need a hug from you. I need a kiss from you. I need it all.
Oh, well, I just wanted to congratulate you on being back in the saddle again.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, you're so good at this, and I'm just very happy for you.
Susie, it means a lot.
What am I, chopped liver?
No, and you know Mark. He's a great guy, too.
What am I, liver that's chopped?
I don't know Mark. No, I'd love to meet Mark sometime.
You got
to
meet Mark, absolutely.
I'd like to go over for a facial, too.
Yeah, Susie's the best. Susie's the best.
I know Rob likes his like head stuff, like
I like my hair shampooed. I like to be pampered a little
touching
bit.
His face and stuff like that.
No, Susie used to take care of me, definitely.
I'll take care of you again. You just give me a call, sweetheart.
I appreciate it, Susie.
Okay.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling. It means a lot.
I'd like to say Susie was trashing Joe Louis, too, just for the hell of it.
That's okay.
Mike, out in Auburn Hills, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, back on the fan. Hi, Mike.
Oh, Parker and the Man. How are you guys doing?
Dude!
Mike, what's up, Mike?
What's happening, fella?
Man, I haven't heard from you guys in so long. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, man.
Man, we appreciate it, Mike.
It's great.
Who are you trashing?
Well, I'm gonna take the easy target, Martin Mayhew. After that story about him saying that they don't think they're gonna re-up on Fairley's contract, that's very it's really an embarrassment to his draft record and what he's doing over there. I looked it up. You take a look at the 2011 draft, 2012 draft. I want you to tell me how many of those guys are sticking. As a stick and stay type of thing, where they're on this team and they're contributing heavily.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. And you know what? I think that was a cowardly way out for them to do that, to make it public. Tell Nick Fairley, dude, if you don't perform and you don't get yourself together, you not only will we not pick up your option, you won't be on this team. What about that? What about what was the old days of just cutting somebody?
Absolutely, and just again, if you go look at his decisions during those drafts and what he was doing and how he was shuffling the deck and giving away players and with the Mikel Ashore and or giving up draft picks and all the things that he was doing, it really is an embarrassment. the way he was drafting. Also, the one thing I wanted to know, you guys, is it true that that Waino showed up at Old Man Ford's funeral looking for a contract?
Oh, stop.
You know what, Mike? Can I tell you something? You sound better than ever.
I know.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear you guys, man. Hey, you have a good night.
Hey, Mike, thanks, and let people know. Parker Captain the man, Waino back on the fan.
He wanted a deal. Captain Waino came up from Tarpon Springs, Florida, and said, where's my owner?
He said, wait a minute, my back. What? First he said, my back. Because he's
always workers' compensation.
Workers' comp. He has to act like his back.
Where's my owner, Mr. Ford? I can have my owner. All right, want to get
248-848.
We got to do some stuff here. We got to do some business. That. What's up there, Kumar? Welcome
How's
to Sports Night with Parker and the Man again.
Appreciate it. What's up, bud?
Nothing much. Just wanted to call in and say hello, and glad to see that you guys are back on the air.
Oh, man, we appreciate that.
Tip of the water to you.
We're very, very happy.
It's been a long time, and I wanted to do a little trash talk with Dan Gilbert and Warren Buffett.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh,
yeah.
The billion-dollar bracket.
Yes. Why did they do that? Now nobody's going to bet.
Well, you know what? It wasn't their money anyway. It was insurance money that they kind of they put up for.
Oh, that was never going to happen.
And they knew that no one was going to win. So.
They told me it's not even virtually impossible. It's impossible.
It's impossible, right. There are millions upon millions.
The only thing that was, I think, harder for it to happen was that the Lions would win a Super Bowl with Jim Schwartz as coach.
Is that right? Was that the thing?
That was the one that was on the
that
bottom.
That was the one?
There you go. How about I date myself with Wayne Fonts?
How about Wayne Fonts? Captain
Waino. Kumar, anytime you can mention Captain Waino is a good day.
Yeah.
By the way, what coach that took you to four postseasons are you laughing at today?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
What coach that took you to four postseasons are you laughing at today?
No, Wayne, for as bad as he was, at least he got the Lions to the playoffs.
Four times.
That's true. But, again, really happy to have you guys back on the air. So I wish you good success.
Thank you. Let your friends know. Let your family know. We appreciate it.
Number Rob Parker for a little trashing tonight.
All right, 248-848-1130. We're going to let the kids get involved, too, when we get
Take
back.
Sports Wrap coming up at 9. We'll get you caught up in the Red Wings, although nothing's changed in Columbus. And so much more. It's Parker the Man back on the fan.